Hello, my name is Tiago Magalhães. I am a researcher at the Institute of Physics for Advanced Materials, Nanotechnology, and Photonics at the Faculty of Sciences of the University of Porto. This work is a result of the collaboration between the University of Porto, the company's Field Ultrafast Photonics, the International Iberian Nanotechnology Laboratory, and the University of Austin, Texas. Here we present the development and the characterization of an ultra-broadband 7 femtosecond laser oscillator called an aura. Remember, 1 femtosecond is 1 to the power of minus 15 of a second, which is an extremely short duration. The characteristics of the laser we are presenting are very attractive for multicolor nonlinear imaging, in particular for fluorescence lifetime imaging microscopy, which allows for high-quality imaging of biological samples. An important characteristic, as already mentioned, is that by having ultra-short pulse durations, we can have high peak intensities. Peak intensity is peak power divided by the time duration, and therefore we can improve the two-photon fluorescence signal. A second reason has to do with the broad spectrum, which enables the excitation of different times in the same sample. This is in fact the basis of the SYNC RGB FLIM technique, a method developed at INL, also in collaboration with Sphere Ultrafast Photonics and the University of Porto. Here we show an example of the laser characterization for a particular setting of the cavity. The spectral range goes from 630 to 1040 nanometers. The central wavelength is around 760 nanometers. In fact, we can redshift and blueshift the spectrum by moving intra-cavity wedges. This is useful for fine-tuning the two-photon absorption spectrum of specific dyes. This is done, of course, at the expense of the output power and pulse duration. The laser also shown to be stable under small variations of temperature, humidity, and in the presence of airflow from an air conditioner. In addition to the laser system, we built a pulse shaper, which is used to control and manipulate the spectral phase of ultra-short pulses. You can see here what is called the wavelength to pixel mapping. In other words, we are demonstrating that we can control the amplitude, and therefore the phase, of spectral components of ultra-short pulses using a spatial light modulator present in the pulse shaper. To conclude, an ultrafast broadband 7 femtosecond laser was developed and characterized. The laser is sufficiently stable in terms of power and mode-locked spectrum to be used in nonlinear imaging techniques. The next goal is to use the pulse shaper to optimize two-photon fluorescence signal of specific dyes in a given biological sample. The pulse shaper will therefore be coupled to the Anora ultrafast laser and to the SYNC RGB FLIM microscope at INL. We would like to thank you for your interest, and you can contact us if you have any questions.